Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for loving us and choosing us before you made the world. You are our true Father, our Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, and the true end of all things, including our lives. Thank you for proving your love for us by sending Jesus. We receive him and all his life and all his work, which you ordained for us. Thank you for including us in Christ, forgiving us of our sins, granting us his righteousness, and making us complete in him. We give ourselves over to you to be one with you in all things. We receive your hope, love, faith, joy, your goodness, trueness, wisdom, power, and strength. Thank you for loving us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Betty. I'm from Hamburg, New York, and I'm calling an urgent prayer request for my son, Nathan. Nathan has a mental illness, and it's undiagnosed. He's been gone for several hours now. I don't know how to reach him. I'm not sure if he's safe, so just pray that God will cover him with safety and protection, and that he will be safe from others, that others will be safe from him, and that God will use whatever is going on right now for his glory and bring Nathan to want to have help. He does not have any help right now. He does not have a doctor. He does not have medication. He really has not got a good quality of life going on right now. Thank you, DAB family. You've prayed for Nathan in the past, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. I love this family. I've been in a part of this family and been blessed for so many years, going back to 2010, I think. So I thank you for those of you who hear the prayer and feel God's call to pray for Nathan. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. Father God, we lift up to you today Sparky's friend, who is going through a mutually agreed upon divorce, but also trying to manage the incarceration of his dad after his sixth DUI. Father, give him strength in his worldly weakness and from the mental and emotional exhaustion that he must feel. He is not like the youth who become weak and faint because he has you and knows you. He puts both of these situations in your hands, and he finds new strength. No matter the outcome of both situations, he will soar high and not grow weary. Father, we pray for his wife and his dad. May they find and know you, work in their lives, and put good Christian people in their paths. Protect his dad while he's in prison, and we pray that no harm comes to him. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Sparky. Let us know how your friend is doing.
Hi, DAB. It's God's Life Speaker. I'm taking our dog for a walk after dinner. It's after 7 o'clock here on the East Coast in Pennsylvania. And listening to the community prayers. Oh, my goodness. What a blessing. I believe that, you know, God has this timing, that we go through certain things and we learn from them. Not always failures, but, you know, course of direction changing, or maybe even our minds change, maybe even our passions change. But the things that we walk through are part of the journey, and they're part of our story, and they make us who we are. And the more that we allow and invite the Holy Spirit into absolutely every breath we take, we'll never master that, but because we're not perfect. But the more that we are aware and conscious of the Spirit or the flesh, and the more that we put to death the deeds of the body And the more that we walk by the Spirit, He Himself testifies about our story and our testimony. So we need to receive that if we just take the time to listen. There's so much listening that needs to get done, and reflection, so that we can come up higher, so that we can magnify the Lord and glorify Him through the things, our mess. I remember Anonymous in California said, you know, let our mess be His story. So that has stuck with me. So Heavenly Father, thank You for everything. The good, the parts that we don't like, but strengthen us through it. We know that You are with us, and may we just bring glory to Your name in the story.
Good morning, Dad family. My name's Amelia May, and I've been one of the secret listeners for a while now. I'm calling today because I need prayer over my relationship. I am in a relationship with this man that I believe that is the one, and I am struggling because we went to go meet his family for the second time at their home, and his family is Nigerian, and I went to go meet them, and they don't approve of me based on my career path, as I am an artist, and that I won't be good enough for their son. I believe the Lord has called me to marry this man outside of my own feelings, but really feeling called into this relationship, and it has completely broken my heart. It has broken my partner's heart to the point where he's taking space from me and we're not talking. And I'm just at a loss for words, and my heart hurts so bad. And I just need prayer. I need prayers of the righteous avail much, and I just need desperate prayer. Thank you, Dad family. I'm praying for all of you. Thank you.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for the concerns that Fred from Medina, New York, called in. We're thankful, Fred, that your hip replacement surgery went well and you're recovering and getting along great. And also that your daughter, Sabrina, the brain surgery, the final one, went well and that she's doing good. So sorry to hear that the friend Kathy that survived the auto accident then developed pneumonia and suddenly passed away. I'm so sorry to hear that. And we will be praying for Kathy's family, Ryan, her husband, and they have two sons. Just pray that they would be comforted, Lord, and just be with them. Thank you for calling in and sharing concerns. We'll be lifting them up. Love you, Dad family. Bye-bye.
Fam, I just have to clarify something real quick. I'm continuing my community prayer from August 30th listening, and I'm halfway through, and this would be the first time I've ever listened to the whole community prayer in 5 years. Yeah. So, I'm sorry for that. Keep hearing prayers for me, and I am more than humbled by your sincerity and honesty and hope for me. I really don't see how I can change, but I think maybe I am demonically oppressed. And I don't know how to break that. Well, I know God has to do it, but I know God forgives all my sins. I know God has forgiven me all my sins. I know that I have repented daily, hourly. But the problem is, He forgets, but I don't. I cannot forget what I've done that horrible things that I've done that, you know, just almost breaking every one of the Ten Commandments. I'm pretty sure I've done that. And it's very, very heavy carrying all of this around. And I do want to feel free and happy again. Those happy, joyful times are few and far between, and I feel like I am just going through the motions, waiting for something bad to happen.
Hey, DAB, this is Aussie Bear in Australia. I just wanted to share a praise point. For the last 12 months, my daughter has been working at the bank. She was employed to fill in while one of the other ladies was on maternity leave. And that woman's maternity leave has come to an end, but she has decided not to come back to work. She's decided to leave the job. And so my daughter has been put on permanently, which is such a blessing, such an absolute blessing. She only found out yesterday, and yesterday was Friday, and that was the last day of her final week there on the maternity leave relief contract. And so she talk about the 11th hour. Oh my gosh, she had been looking for other work. She actually works two jobs, but her second job is a much smaller job, and she doesn't want to increase her hours there. So she had been looking for other work, you know, applying for jobs online and going to interviews and stuff like that for about a month. And because we live in a small country town, her options were very limited to be able to work local. So she was faced with the possibility of a 40-minute drive each way if she got a job, an office job. But she doesn't have to now. She doesn't have to think about it because she has a permanent position with the bank in town here. And most mornings when she goes, she walks to work. It's just ideal. And I'm so, so grateful to God. So praise God. I just wanted to share that. Love you guys. Bye.
The August 29th listening who called in for Zoe. Zoe's people. I'm a mama of another leukemia cancer warrior, Jackson, and I cannot imagine the fear of like hearing the words that the leukemia has returned. That sounds like a nightmare, and I am so sorry that that family is having to endure that and now take the route of looking for a bone marrow transplant. So I'm going to be praying for Zoe and her family. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this platform and that people can call in from all over the world to pray and pray every day for this beautiful little light that you have put in this world. Lord, I thank you for the advancements in medical technology and that your miracles are still working every single day. I pray that Zoe's body would respond to the treatment and that the cancer cells would just vanish and that her body would be able to grow and recover and do what it has to do so that way she could live a life that honors and glorifies you, Lord. It is only in Jesus' name that we are able to pray with authority for these things. Amen. This is your sister Ashley from California, and I love you, and I'm going to be praying for Zoe. Bye.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is September 6th, and I'm just listening to the community prayer for the week. And Sparky, I heard your call for JB, and I wanted just to stop what I was doing, come and just pray for him, for your work crew, for the people around him.
So dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up JB to you right now. And we're just asking for a supernatural healing. We thank you, Lord, that you saved this young man's life. And Lord, we know that your word says that all things work out for the good for those who love you, Lord. And so we're asking, Lord, we're asking for that good to shine through, that healing in his body, that healing in his brain, that healing in his heart, Lord. May all these things draw him closer to you, Jesus. We thank you for this young man's life. We thank you for saving his life. And we look forward to hearing the praise report of not only the healing in his body, but in his deeper relationship with you, Father. We thank you so much. We pray all these things in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Thank you, family. God bless you. Make it a great day.
Hi, Dab family. This is Guide My Footsteps in Western New York. I wanted to give a praise report. I called like 5 months ago for our friend in Florida who had breast cancer and had spread throughout her body. She is in full remission. Everything is shrinking or is gone. So, amen. Praise the Lord for that. My other friend, John, who had been in a terrible snowmobile accident, lost one leg and almost lost the other leg. They were able to save the other leg. He had a spot on his liver. They noticed at the same time he was in for emergency surgery. That turns out to be non-cancerous, a non-issue. He's doing well. He's got a prosthetic. He did lose the one leg, unfortunately, but everybody's doing well. Prayers answered, for sure. Thank you, Hardin family, for this, and thank you, everyone, for praying. I listen every day. I've been, I think it's like 15 years now, listening and praying in the background. Again, thank you very much. Amen.
My feet hit the floor at the start of the day. I go to the Father through Jesus to pray. I thank him for allowing me to see a new day and for forgiving my sins in such a wonderful way. I ask him to search me, especially my heart, and remove everything that might tend to keep us apart. I thank him for Jesus, for family and friends, and for cleansing me daily from all of my sins, for giving me strength and seasons of good health and providing my needs when there's little or no wealth, for giving me peace in the midst of the storm and giving me green pastures and keeping me warm. I ask him to bless me as I go through the day and bridle my tongue to control what I say, and help me to go to those around who are hurting and alone and to carry his love to where it's never been known, to not bring reproach or do the wrong thing, but to always sing praises and honor the King, and forgive the mistakes that I make along the way, and help me to be patient, forgiving with those around me, come whatever may, to walk in his word that my life might be light and a source of encouragement to those who are trying to live right, and not be too discouraged if everything goes wrong, but to be steadfast and unmovable and to suffer quite long, to exercise restraint, humble, not loud, persistently patient, not pushy or proud, but to be more like Jesus today, filled with the Holy Spirit and eager to pray, and stay every moment, God, within you, knowing that you'll help me in all that I do. This is my prayer at the start of my days, my heart overflowing and bubbling with praise. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Hardin family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Good afternoon. I just want to lift up a woman that called in for her sister. Her sister's name, I believe, is Diane. And she's currently in the hospital with something going on with her brain. And it sounds like she hasn't really been diagnosed yet. And they're still trying to figure it out. So Lord, we lift up Diane. You know exactly what is going on in the brain, as you are the designer, the conceiver, the creator. So we pray, Lord, that you open up eyes of the doctors. You give them wisdom and knowledge and insight. And that she would just either through the gift of medicine and technology or miraculous healing by your spirit, she would be healed. We pray for Diane and anyone else in the family that is under stress right now, not sure what the outcome's going to be. We pray that you just allow your spirit of peace to rest upon them. And we thank you for the love that they have for one another. Again, yeah, we ask simply and earnestly that Jesus, you would just heal this woman. You would heal her mind, heal her brain, whatever's going on. You would just heal her. If she is in a coma or not conscious, we pray that you would just wake her up with new life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, DAB family. Happy Sunday. It is September 7th, I believe, and I just finished listening to the podcast. I absolutely loved the talk, Brian and Jill. I did not have the biblical view of this when I was told to read it with my ex-husband. Fast forward 20 plus years, it has given me a new perspective. And my intimacy as a single Christian woman should be with Christ. This was just so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. It's not dirty. It's not pornography. It's biblical, and it's our relationship with Christ that should be this deep. Thanks again. Love you all. Have a very blessed week. It's Paula from Albuquerque.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. And there was a gentleman that called in. I think I'm on the 16th now. I think I'm on the prayer and encouragement line for the 16th. Called in right about at the 1 hour mark, asking for prayer for his daughter, who is in a relationship that he said was bringing her emotional and physical harm. High King of Heaven, we come before you today. And Father, we've got this dad desperate for his daughter to escape this relationship that is clearly not good for her, that is bringing her emotional and physical harm, God. Lord, I pray that you'd get a hold of her heart, God. Open her eyes. Help her to see right now, even today, Lord, in this moment. Open her eyes to see that she in no way, shape, or form, regardless of what she has done, does not deserve any sort of emotional or physical harm to be done to her. That is abuse, period, end of story. God, open her eyes. Open her eyes to what they need to be open to, Lord, that she would say that she is worth so much more than this. She is worth being loved well. She is worth being in a relationship with someone who nurtures her and cares for her and provides for her in all the best and right ways, Lord. Open her eyes, Lord Jesus, I pray. And I also pray for this person that she is in a relationship with, that they would see that what they're doing is causing harm and that they deserve better in their lives as well, Lord. God, thank you in advance for saving them both. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for the grandson of Larry in Iowa. His grandson, Brian, is a wildfire fighter, and he's in Nevada fighting the Cottonwood Peak fire. I heard this request on 8/27, so I'm hoping all of that's under control by now, but possibly not. These wildfires can go on and on. We lift up Brian, Lord. Pray you'd wrap your arms around him and keep him safe. Help him to use the skills that he's been trained to have to fight this fire and be with all of those. Keep them
all the firefighters keep them safe and be with his grandpa. He loves his grandson dearly, and thank you that he called in this prayer request. Love you, Dad, family. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful warm breeze you have sent me today. Let me know that better days are on the way. You're a wonderful father. What more can I say? Please lead me and guide me as I go through the day. Help me not waver. Help me not doubt. Help me to be patient till you bring me out. Help me not lean on my own understanding or seek my own way. Please lead me and guide me as I go through the day. Confusion is rampant. Racism is rife. Every man seeking his own way, leading to a lot of anguish and strife. Politicians have given license to all kinds of negative thought, rolling back a lot of the advances that have most dearly been bought. The weather's unpredictable. Might be a heat wave, might be an ice storm. No longer can you predict what will be the seasonal norm. Shootings are rampant. There's little or no respect for life. Every way you look, there's anxiety and strife. So I thank you for this warm, gentle breeze you sent me today, letting me know that better days are on the way. And even though there's confusion as far as my eye can see, your eyes are not only on the sparrow, but they're also on me. That in the midst of the world's confusion and strife, you have chosen to give me strength and new life. And the knowledge that no matter how bad things may seem, they could always be worse. I'm thankful, my Father, that I don't have to hunger or thirst for clean water or something to eat, a place to stay, shoes for my feet. I have people who love me, people who care, and a powerful reassurance that your love is everywhere. And you have given your Son as a retainer against the ultimate prize, life everlasting when this body dies. So I thank you again, Father, for the warm, gentle breeze that you sent me today, letting me know that even better days are on the way. Blind Tony, 1016 at Gmail.
CC from PA, this is from Junk to Treasure. And I just listened to your most recent post on the community prayers where you had admitted stealing from the place you work and talking about being ashamed. I have said to my Lord many times after things have come out of my mouth when I'm angry and frustrated and disappointed and so on, and I've told him, you know, I'm sorry. I am so ashamed. I don't know why I keep doing what I shouldn't do. And I'm sorry that I haven't brought you glory in that particular time. And you mentioned being fearful about being exposed if they found out about your sin. Well, I am absolutely sure that all of us that are Christians would be fearful if that was all exposed to everybody. I post things on my Facebook, scriptures and encouragement, and do committee work in the church, and have done many volunteer things, and talk to people about faith, and witness to, you know, different friends. And of course I would be ashamed, because I am a Christian, and I sin. And the only thing we can keep doing is keep confessing and doing our utmost best with the help of the Holy Spirit to break those cycles. And I just today just, you know, realized that I have so much work on myself to do to break those cycles. But be encouraged, sister. God still loves you. And you can come out on the other side of
that. Everything about today's podcast was so spot on for me. And trying to get back what I had with my husband when we got married after the affairs and had things I've done. So to hear that, I did want to skip over the book of Song of Solomon. I totally did want to skip it, but like Brian and Jill said in their talk afterwards, that if you just listen and stick to it, go all the way through it, you might just know something that you didn't know before and see it in a new light.
And I did. I'm so thankful for all of you praying for me. I had a little bit of a mini meltdown here after church today. And the lady at the end of today's podcast, which today is Sunday, September 7th, I can't even speak right now. I'm trying to talk so fast, but her church did an exercise that everybody did together, and she wanted to do it with us. So she said it, and I heard it, and I did it. And I actually do feel a lot lighter hanging over all those chains. And And I've been trying to order my breathe book, my prayer, praying, breathing. It's all the same. You need prayer to have a connection to God, and He is our breath of life that sustains us.
I wanted to call in for Christy from Ohio. Sister, I wanted to tell you how cool that was. Like, I completely understood to where you're trying to feel everything out. But God is completely in control in your life. And I want to thank you for that. Because when you hear it, it's pretty cool. Jesus calls us to display that. And sister, and to all of the other ladies that take care of us men, a godly woman is the most beautiful thing that a man chasing God has ever laid eyes on. And that just kind of came to me, but the most beautiful part of my life. You get the picture. Brian and Joe, thank you. Sister, I want to tell you again, focus your life on God. Frame it around Him. See what your risks are. See if you need to rethink things. And just follow. You'll not regret it.
Hello. The first part of my message is for Cece. Hang in there. Don't give up. I can tell that there's been some improvements in your life, but keep the faith. Keep going. And remember, God has more grace than we have sin. That's not a license to sin. But just remember, the grace of God is very real. The second part is an update on Zoe. And this is a message I received from her grandmother. She says, it has been confirmed that there are zero cancer cells in Zoe's spinal fluid again this week. Thank you, God. This means she won't have to have lumbar punctures as often. This week should be a week of recovery from the chemo. Please pray her immune system will start working, she will begin to eat, and she can feel better. Thank you for praying, everyone.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 7th to pray over our children. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Nor can rivers drown it. If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned. Song of Songs 8:6-7. Popular music can make love seem so sentimental, so simple, so safe. Sitcoms make casual sex seem so inconsequential and unfettered. But the lover in Song of Songs knows that love is far more intense than mere sentimentalism, far more complex than mere words, and far more dangerous than hurt feelings. misuse, or misdirect sexual desire, and it has the power to inflict severe damage. The only way to safely maintain something with so much power is to experience it in a secure relationship sealed through lifelong commitment. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, create in us a heart that is faithful and true. Father, show us your ways and teach us your paths. Guide us towards your truth and wisdom. Empower us to identify the things in our lives that we need to change so we are growing godly character and righteousness. Give us the tools we need to change, the people we need to remain faithful, and the courage we need to try something new. Help us to die to ourselves and surrender all we have to your ways. We trust you with our whole hearts and are asking you to guide our paths. Help us build habits that honor you and enrich our lives. Let our love for you grow each day, and may our actions be a testament to your unwavering faith. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Dad family. This is Winnie B. I'm listening to the August 30th community prayer. And I want to pray for Frances in Alabama, who requested prayer for her neighbor, Willie, who has health problems. And Donna has COVID. And Kathy has seizures, and she was in the hospital. She may be released by now. But, Father, I just lift all these women up to you, Lord Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that your word says, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And God, you may use doctors and hospitals and medicines, and we thank you for that, God. And we pray that you give the doctors and nurses and hospitals wisdom as how to treat these women, Lord Jesus, and that you bring them to health and healing. It is your desire for us to be healed. You ask us, God, do you want to be made well? And God, our answer is yes. And God, your will is yes, to be healed. So, Father, we thank you for in advance for healing all three of these women, God, and bringing them to health and healing. And then, Father, I pray for Frances, who is a widow. She lost her husband last year in February. And I just pray for your comfort and your mercy and grace over her, God, as she goes through this grieving process. God, you blessed her with the ability to be with her husband as he passed on into eternal life with you, Lord. And that brings comfort in itself. And I just pray that you continue to minister to her, to all that goes with a passing partner, Lord God, a passing husband. And I just pray that you provide for her, God, for all the things that she may need mentally, physically, financially, and emotionally. We bless you and we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Betty. I just wanted to come over here and lift up ADC from South Carolina. I'm really sorry that if I say your name wrongly, but I just wanted to lift you up and encourage you and to let you know that we're so proud of you for coming in and confessing these sins. And brother, I'm going to be praying for you, as I know many, many of us would continue to pray for you as well, for the Lord to give you the strength that you need to surrender this battle unto him. Brother, there's some battles that only belong to Jesus, and I pray that he's going to give you the strength to be able to turn it around and to remove the fear of not being able to conquer it on your own. This battle belongs to Jesus, and I pray that the Lord will give you the strength to surrender it unto him. And I will continue to pray for you, and I pray that the next time we'll hear from you is going to be a praise report of your conquering in the name of Jesus. And I also wanted to pray for Cece and to let you know that I am here continuing to pray for you. I heard your prayer a while ago, and I've been, as the Spirit leads me and reminds me, I'm continuing to pray for you as well, and to encourage you and to let you know that the Lord is watching over you, and that I pray, sister, that you will get through this, and that the Lord will give you strength to be able to overcome the shame that you feel at this time, and to give you the strength to surrender it all to him. And You will be well in the name of Jesus. You will be well in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I wish you all a good day. All my love, and Brian and the DAB family, all my love to you all. Thank you so much.
This is Abiding in Him in Arizona, and I just heard September 8th, Daily Audio Bible Podcast, and there was a woman who called in for her son-in-law who has ALS, and is deteriorating fast, and her daughter is distraught, of course, and their son-in-law, of course, doesn't want to die. She didn't say how old they were, but they are younger. Maybe have children out of the home, but are just newly empty nesters. Anyways, Lord, I just pray that he's actually healed. By your stripes, he already was healed in your name. And I just pray for comfort for their hearts. But I know, Lord, also that you could miraculously heal this incurable disease. Man cannot cure it, but you can do anything. And I pray that that might be able to happen in your name. And you are certainly capable. And I've heard stories of miraculous healings. I was just touched by her call to the Daily Audio Bible. And I also am asking for prayer. I'm experiencing anxiety and depression, and I just rebuke that. I know it's a lie straight from the devil, and I want to be walking in joy and in the Spirit, and I should be doing life differently as a Christian and a believer and somebody who loves the Lord. It should radiate from me, and I just, I don't know, I guess I'm feeling guilty that I don't seem that way. And but this is how I'm feeling, and I'm asking for prayer for deliverance from that. A mighty revelation of God's love, that my faith is just stronger than my fear. And thank you again to Jill and Brian and Ezekiel and Maxwell in China for your faithfulness for 20 years, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Wow. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you, Deborah, for praying.
What a wonderful warm breeze you have sent me today, letting me know that even better days are on the way. You're wonderful, Father. What more can I say? Please lead me and guide me as I go through the day. Help me not waver. Help me not doubt. Help me to be patient till you bring me out. Help me not lean on my own understanding or seek my own way. Please lead me and guide me as I go through the day. Confusion is rampant. Racism is rife. Every man seeking his own way, leaving to a lot of anguish and strife. Politicians have given license to a whole lot of negative thought, rolling back many of the advances that have most dearly been bought. The weather's unpredictable. Might be a heat wave, might be an ice storm. No longer can you predict what will be the seasonal norm. Shootings are rampant. There's little or no respect for life. Everywhere you look, there's anxiety and strife. So I thank you for this warm, gentle breeze that you sent me today, letting me know that better days are on the way. And even though there's confusion, as far as my eye can see, your eyes are not only on the sparrow, but they're also on me. That in the midst of the world's confusion and strife, you have chosen to give me strength and new life. And the knowledge that no matter how bad things may seem, they could always be worse. I'm thankful, my Father, that I don't have to hunger or thirst for clean water, something to eat, place to stay, or shoes for my feet. I have people who love me, people who care, and a powerful reassurance that your love is everywhere. And you have given your son as a retainer against the ultimate prize, life everlasting when this body dies. So I thank you again, Father, for this warm, gentle breeze you sent me today, letting me know that better days are on the way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com.
Most High God, we bring Rebecca, the bus driver, before you, Father God. And she has so much worry and anxiety. We just ask that you give her peace, Lord, and help her change the cycle of worry into planning and goal setting. And that she puts her full trust in you. And let her lean into those scriptures that talk about renewing the mind, renewing the spirit, refreshing the soul. Bring those to mind to her, Father God, and let her meditate on those. And Lord, we just ask that you go ahead of her, go before her, go right now quickly, Lord, to provide a home for her that will be close to a church that she will love to attend, and that it will help her grow closer to you in her worship time and her studying the scriptures. And Lord, go ahead and plan also the people that will help her move. Even if it's just a great, not even though just, but give her a wonderful financial blessing that she can hire people to help her move if there is no one available that can physically do it that she knows. So, Father, we entrust you with this, and we are asking for these plans to be put in place now so everything is ready. And let her know in her knower that she knows that everything has fell into perfect place by your hand. And we ask these things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. And I'd like everybody to please pray for my neighbor. Her name is Sarah, and her family. I don't know if she's having some real bad mental issues, and most likely she might be evicted from her apartment. She's been hanging out with a lot of homeless people, had her kids taken away, I think, earlier this year. They stayed with their father, Hector. I talked to him the other day. But right now, him and his kids are staying at a shelter. They were staying with some of his family members, but I don't know, it's just a sad situation. Kind of bring back bad memories when my poor sister and I were going through a divorce with our parents. Like I said, I'm 62, I'm a Christian, but I still get those flashbacks. then when I see other people having problems, especially kids, it really hurts me. But, yeah, so to lift up Sarah, Hector, and their kids, Jacob and Daisy, especially those kids. Now hopefully they'll get together, praying for their salvation. And I haven't seen her today, the mom, Sarah. So she got four cats in that house. I'm concerned about the cats, too. I already have my own cat, but one is named Ginger, the other one's named Snowy, and what happened, the father brought home a box of three little kittens. Somebody abandoned them. I don't know why people do that. I mean, come on, people. Just take them to a shelter. If you're not gonna just abandon, I mean, kittens. Kittens can't survive on their own out there.
Good morning. Just want to lift up a couple prayer requests. First, for Eddie C., just asking for strength. He feels like he keeps falling and tripping and through life and taking two steps back, one step forward. So, Lord, we lift up Eddie C. We ask that you would just let him know that you can be strong in his weakness and for him to cry out to you in that. And just give him the ability and willpower and awareness to capture his thoughts as soon as he might start going down the path of one of those vices, whether it's alcohol, porn. Just let him take captive his thoughts and refocus them and give them to you, Lord. And Eddie, just some encouragement. I will keep praying for you, but understand, brother, that God most likely just doesn't want to magically make these desires go away. You're going to have to put in hard work, but ask for him to walk alongside you and ask for the strength to get through it. And just want to lift up another prayer, a woman that called in. Her son-in-law has ALS, and both him and his wife are just heartbroken over it, and it just... It breaks my heart. And so, Lord, we pray. We don't understand why these things happen. And it's very hard for us to reconcile. But we know, and we can only have faith that you are in complete control. And that there is some reason you are allowing this to happen, Lord. But we stand in the gap and we ask for...
Hi, this is Candy from Minnesota. I really need prayer for my daughter and my family. We lost our family puppy last week, and it was horribly traumatic. She had eaten grapes, and I took her right in for vet care because it turns out they're very toxic to dogs. I'm not even sure why she wanted to eat them. That doesn't matter now. The vet checked everything over. She was good, had me take her home. She was supposed to go back the next day for more IV fluids, but she had a seizure at home, and so we were going to take her to an after-hours emergency vet, but it was kind of an hour away, so we were getting in the car, and she seized again, and then I'm a nurse. I resuscitated her because she quit breathing that time. Then she seemed okay, so we were still headed to Fargo, and my daughter was with us during all this. And then she seized again, and I couldn't get her back. And it was awful. I mean, awful. And my daughter has not been okay since. I got the first appointment I could get with her regular doctor. She's refusing to see anybody else. So that's tomorrow morning. And I can't get her to go to school. I can barely get her to eat. I have everybody praying. But I'm just at a loss of what to do. I'm thinking she needs a little bit more help, so I'm hoping her doctor can advise us on that tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll do whatever it takes. But now she's even saying things like she doesn't want to ever go back to school. I just don't know what to do. I could just use prayers if people could care. She was family. Lulu was family to us. And I know not everyone feels that way about their pets, but we sure do. So I would really appreciate it. Thank you. Love you all. And I listen and always pray.
Good morning. This is Brenda from California. And this prayer is for Shannon and Brian. Lord, this is such a tough place that they're in, Father. And I just pray for only your peace that passeth all understanding, Lord. Only you know what they're going through, Lord, and you know what they need. And so, Father, I just call upon you right now in the name of Jesus to give them what they need. If it's a miracle, then it's a miracle. If it's understanding on their part that heaven is a wonderful place, Lord, whatever they need, Father, just bring peace to the family. And I just ask you, in your wonderful son's name, Jesus. Amen.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I just finished reading and listening to September 7th DAB podcast with Brian and Jill, reading Songs of Solomon, talking about sex and the beauty of intimacy in marriage and God's design for it. And I appreciate your input and your frankness of what God's design is in marriage between man and woman. Just needed to hear that. I think intimacy is something I've always struggled with. No idea why, but that book has always confused me a bit just because of the descriptions and playwright, so to speak, as Brian called it. So I just thank you for your honesty and truth through the word, your commentary. I always get so much out of it, no matter what we're studying. So thank you again. I'm so grateful for this community. I pray along as prayer requests come in, and I just want to say thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Corinne Hapich just finished the Song of Solomon, listening to that and praying for our marriage period. Although parts of it are very strong and intact, other parts, like the potential to argue and defend, need improvement. Please pray for that. Thank you.
Hey y'all, it's CC in PA, and I just wanted to let y'all know in my area of PA, at a middle school football game on Saturday afternoon, a 19-year-old man was stabbed. He is in critical condition at the hospital. I am praying, please join me to pray for all of these kids that are in school that have a lot of stress and anxiety because of being bullied or whatever the case may be. It's not easy, and you have to be even stronger in your faith than ever. And kids now can be just want to fit in so bad and not be left out that they'll go to extremes, even abandoning their faith. And my daughter went back to college, the other one's in high school, so you know I've been worrying ever since they started kindergarten. And I know worrying is of the devil, but that's not the point here. Kid, we don't know who stabbed him yet. And I just am in shock over it. During the day, Saturday afternoon, midget football game. Help us, Lord. Help us help our kids. Help us help each other by staying in prayer. There are too many distractions in this world. And yes, I did put the items back that I borrowed, shall we say, even though we know it's not what I did. I put them back and everything is fine for now.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Deuteronomy 3:21-24. Father God, we lift up to you today abiding in him in Arizona and her daughter who are both having extreme anxiety over a legal situation. Just as Moses spoke over Joshua, we pray that they see for themselves everything that you are doing and you have done to protect and love them, working a way through this wilderness. Father, we pray that they not be afraid of the nations coming against them, for you will fight for them. O Sovereign Lord, you have only begun to show us the greatness and strength of your hand. There is no one who can do what you do. Father, wrap these two daughters of yours tight in your safe arms. Calm their souls and ease their anxiety. And on the days that they have to attend court, give them the strength and courage of Joshua, the wisdom and integrity of Solomon, and the humble heart of Jesus. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, abiding in him. Let us know how you're doing.
This is from Junk to Treasure. And Father God, I come before you this Sunday morning, lifting up Ashley's brother, Cody. Lord, we just ask that you take all of this defeat and worry and depression and replace it with peace and assurance. And that he will see your face and he will be strengthened in his faith, that he will come running to you to confess everything and to ask for your help and direction in all he does. We ask a special blessing over Ashley's heart as she worries over her brother. And Father God, we ask these things to be done in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Hi, DIB family. This is Aussie Bay in Australia. I'm just ringing up to get prayer for a friend of mine, Tracy. She's quite a well-known singer in the country music industry here in Australia. Her father was an extremely well-known country musician, and she's followed in his footsteps. And during a recent conversation that I had with Tracy, she revealed to me that she has got issues going on with her throat and vocal cords. And this is absolutely devastating for her because she's got quite a good career in Australia. And this is potentially going to put a stop to that. She might not be able to keep singing. And singing is like breathing for her. So she's just really torn up about this. And so I just thought I would get prayer, if you guys could really pray for Tracy. She's got some upcoming tests. And if we could all just pray that that those tests, whatever they reveal, that it can be fixed, that her vocal cords and her throat can be restored to full health, so that she can continue in the music industry, which she absolutely loves. It's her life, and she's sort of part of her career is honouring the legend and legacy of her father. And so this is like of utmost importance to her. So if we could pray about that, that would be wonderful. All right, guys, thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hey, I wanted to reach out and call for Eddie C. Man, thank you for your call. And while I tried not to call in too much of things I have in common, if I don't know too much about it, I will pray along with you. And, brother, I want to let you know, I heard it on the way to work this morning. I listened to all y'all, and I pray on the way to work. And it's the most peaceful part of my day before it gets wound up. But what I'm hearing you say is that you're a young man, and if you're under 50, I consider that a young man. And you're waiting for your break. You're hustling as hard as you can. You're giving it all. And then you're hurting yourself at the end of the day and making yourself pay the day afterward. Sir, you are no different than the majority of people who work that way. But what I can tell you is God's love language is obedience. As He comes and continues to bless you, patiently obey. Patiently realize you don't have to fix yourself over a day. You don't have an almighty Father that's saying, I want to wreck your life. He wants to be through that with you. And you're feeling it. It's cool. And I'll continue to pray for you. I pray for you all, and I love you. Bye.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we are interceding on behalf of Cece. I heard the decrees and the victory cries from hell, from those demonic lies that came out of her mouth, and we revoke them now in the name of Jesus. Every I am spoken is a word and decree and declaration, and an altar erected against your will for her life and your truth over her life. We tear them down now in the name of Jesus. Her marriage is blessed, not cursed. Her daughters will forgive. She is granted the forgiveness. Any unforgiveness will be covered in blood. She will ask for forgiveness. She will receive forgiveness because you bought and paid for it. She will not hate herself, but she will love her body, because when she loves her body, she's loving us because she belongs to us. She will no longer decree and declare destruction upon her body, because when she does that, she does it to us, and we will not be having it in the name of Jesus. Every lie spoken is now devoured by the locust of God, by the fire of Jesus Christ. The spirit of alcohol, cast out. Spirit of adultery, cast out. Jealousy, no longer. Blessings, declared blessings over her, her marriage, her family, her job, and everything under her stewardship. In Jesus' name, we love you.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in September 8th to pray over our children. We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments.
We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. We don't tend to think of our homes as war zones, and yet sometimes we do sense that we are under attack. We know that we have an enemy who has come into this world, and he shows up at our door with intentions to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10. He intends to steal away the truth of God's word implanted in our children's hearts, so they are left with only human reasoning and false arguments. He intends to kill off the fruit of humility blossoming in our children's lives, so they will pridefully assume no need for God. He intends to destroy any sense that obeying Christ will make them truly and eternally happy, so they will be left only with rebellious thoughts of doing life their own way. To be continued. Hey family, calling in the continuation for September 8th. Once we realize that our home is in fact a war zone, where a battle is raging for the souls of all who live there, we realize that we have no power of our own to defeat the enemy. We are in need of divine power, and so we read God's word together instead of just watching TV. We live by faith, not by our own ingenuity and hard work. We depend upon the power of the Holy Spirit, not simply our own good intentions, and we pray together instead of spending time in worry. God, we recognize that in our family, there are some deeply entrenched ways of relating to each other, to you, and to the world around us. And we are powerless to change unless you provide us with divine power. There are some deeply held beliefs that are opposed to your word, some prideful attitudes and rebellious ways of thinking that simply must be captured and destroyed. So will you show us how to take up your weapons to fight the battle? We want to use the weapons you provide to fight for our children's very soul. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to model our lives after the example you provided us in Jesus, and put the needs of others before our own. Lord Jesus, you have shown us through your life and teachings that true greatness comes from service. Thank you that you were willing to suffer and die for us. Thank you for setting us free from our sins and the fear of death. Your love and sacrifice for us has set us free. Help us to model our lives after your example and put the needs of others before our own. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is KR, and I'm calling in to pray for people that had the ALS, the Fernandez son-in-law, and then also Christy's husband. God showed me today that there is a new medication that can slow it down that's available at the Mayo Clinic in Florida, and I know that it was God's will to me for to say this, and if it's God's will for you to, for these two people to get it, he will open the door for them. So I'm just asking that you play this so that if it's possible for these people to get this, it would be very wonderful. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hi, this is Winnie B. I'm on the August 30th community prayer, and I want to pray for Carrie in New Brunswick, Canada, and Ozzy Bear in Australia, as well as other DAB members who are unemployed. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, I thank you, God, that you have allowed them to come to this point, God, to where they have to have faith and trust in you, Lord Jesus. It's a difficult place to be. And I pray, God, and ask that you would open up doors and avenues, God, for them for employment. You know exactly where they need to be. You know exactly where you want them, Lord God, to be useful for your kingdom. So I thank you in advance, God, for opening up those doors and for blessing them with employment. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the answer in Jesus' name. And then I want to pray for Nita, for her daughter, Leanne, who's having surgery, for Melissa, who has a lump on her head, and for Larry, who fell and was admitted to the hospital. Father, we pray for the healing and restoration of these young people, Lord God, that you would touch their bodies and make them whole and bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ that they don't know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I just praise you, Father God, for all the answers, God. We thank you in advance, God. We've submitted our prayers, God, and we thank you for the answers, for healing, for employment, for victory over depression and anger, Lord God, for the dad members that are going through that. We thank you for bringing them through this, Lord God. It's not a place to stay. It's a place you're bringing them through. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we're lifting up Dorothy. Father God, she has strep, and we ask that you cleanse her body of all the infection and get rid of this quickly. We lift her up to you also, Lord, for her job situation. She's burning through her savings. And Lord, we ask supernaturally for that to be replaced. We ask for this company to be bolstered in its ability to make the software that is needed to provide paychecks for the employees. And if this is not the place for Dorothy to be, would you open something up bigger and better for her? And Dorothy, I would say that you have your closure about the man that bailed on you. If he couldn't stick with you through your convictions and obedience to your Lord, then he wasn't the right one for you. That means he couldn't stick through any of the hard times that would come later on in life. So I think that is your closure. And we just ask for success for you from the Lord's hand, guidance and wisdom and direction. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things in his Son, the Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabblers. I want to pray for Judy from Wilson on her son-in-law who has ALS and her beautiful daughter-in-law, her beautiful daughter who's there sitting around crying. Tell them to begin to praise God and ask him for the victory. Ask him for something that's impossible. Remember, he's a God and nothing is impossible. Begin to praise God and tell him thank you for each day that you all have together, and let God multiply those things and begin his healing. Father, I'm asking you to have your way in their life. Show them you like never before. Oh God, I just ask you to have your way in that young man and that young woman's life and in that family, and show them your miracle working power. The doctor can say one thing, but God has the last word. God said it and that settles it. We trust in you, Lord. We just asking you for each day to let them begin to thank you and begin to praise you for them being together and enjoying the time with each other. And Lord, you increase it. You increase it and you bless it and you heal it. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Have a good day, Dabbers. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good morning, my sweet family. It's Susan from Canada, Cross Yellow Flower, calling, and want to pray for Shannon and Brian and Eddie C. and Christy and Tim from Kentucky. I lift these people up to you, Lord God, and ask that your touch be upon each life, that you would bring healing in your wings as they trust and lean on you. We pray for your strength to be their strength, your wisdom to be their wisdom, and Lord God, that you would guide and lead every step. Heavenly Father, sometimes I think I'm the queen of sorrows, and I only get through life because of you, and I pray that your presence would strengthen them as it does me, Lord God, and that you would raise them up so they can soar as on eagle's wings. Oh, Lord God, we pray your blessing on each home. Lord God, that Eddie C. would find a relief from his suffering, even if just for a little while. You said in this world we will have troubles, and man, do we ever have troubles. But you have overcome the world, and that's where we get our strength from. That's when we get our courage and our wisdom from, is from you. Without these trials and tribulations, we wouldn't need you. And we want you in our life. We want your will in our life. We want your life in us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
A good afternoon to you. My monitor on here is Blessed Amongst Women. I'm just calling to thank God. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of September, 2025. I had a car accident over 30 years ago, now in which about three or four friends died, and I was left with the debilitating pain of my back. And for many years, I mean, I had therapy, I had exercise, but the pain relief was merely ephemeral. It racked neurogenic pain from my back to the back of my legs, year in, year out. However, come 2025, I noticed that the pain just suddenly disappeared after many years of prayers, fasting, prayers, because I got tired of the painkillers they were giving me. I found myself taking more painkillers than I ought to have done, and I was looping out for hours on end, and I just thought, no, I have to go to God. So for 30 years or more now, I have been in pain, and then all this year, at the beginning of this year, it was gone. I just realized it was gone. For the past 6 months, I haven't had any pain at all. I can walk freely. I can hop around. I'm going to the gym effortlessly in everything else. Prayers work, my people. Please hold on to God. God is indeed our Rapha. He's our healer. And if you can do this for me, I thought I would share this with you because it'd be remiss of me not to. I'm so thankful after 30 odd years of being in pain day in, day out. 2025 has been a wonderful year for my healing. And it's wonderful. I thank God, and I thank God for you, Jill and Brian. I thank God for this forum, and God bless us all, everyone.
Good afternoon, DAB family. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's September 8th, and I just listened to the reading for today, and I wanted to reach out to Eddie C. from South Carolina. Eddie, I just wanted to let you know my heart goes out to you, and it brought me back to my youth. I'm 60 now, but I spent 15 years with my sister addicted. And when I did finally get clean, well, the both of us, my mom said she never stopped praying for us. No matter how old we were, she never stopped praying for us. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a promise to you, Eddie. I'm not going to stop praying for you. You know, maybe you can make it good too. Because you know what? Every single day, just work hard. Alcohol, it's not what you need. Pick up the Bible. Get a good Bible. Get in a good Bible study. Hang out with people who love the Lord. And read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Watch spiritual movies instead of porn. I am addicted to spiritual movies. And you know what, Eddie? I know that you got a big heart. I know that you're trying. God sees your efforts. God knows your heart. He didn't make junk. So what you got to remember is you need to put your head down and start working hard, but keep your head up, looking at the skies. God is here for you. I'm going to be praying for you for as long as I live at EC in South Carolina. This is Blessed One and AZ. I love you, brother. You just keep pushing on.
Hi, this is Sally from Alberta, and I just want to lift up Diane, who's gone into hospital with something going on in her brain. So will you guys pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, amazing Dad, great doctor, healer, you name it, you are it, Lord. And I just pray that you will be in the situation with Diane. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, I claim that by your stripes we are healed. And therefore I claim right now that Diane will have total healing in whatever her situation is. Lord, I've just asked you to give the doctors wisdom and the skill set that they need. But ultimately, Lord, I know that you've already done the work. There's no illness and sickness in heaven, so right now I claim that here on earth, that by your stripes Diane is healed, I tell any illness, any sickness, any disease to go from her body in the mighty name of Jesus. I command it by the authority that your blood on the cross that was shed for us gave us. And I say it now. Go in the name of Jesus and be healed. Lord, I also pray that the family will just cast this burden onto you because they and have total peace in you because you care for us. I also state that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And I claim a sound mind for Diane. I claim total victory and healing. But I also claim peace for the family and everyone in the situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this and I claim it now. Amen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 6th to pray over our children. Promise me, O women of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and wild deer, not to awaken love until the time is right. Song of Songs 2:7. Sex can be such an uncomfortable topic that we're a bit surprised to find a whole book in the Bible about it. But we learn from the outset of Song of Songs that sex is not inherently dirty or shameful. In fact, the picture of sexuality painted by the writer of the song harkens back to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve enjoyed the beautiful wonder of being naked and unashamed. The song presents sexuality as a good gift, protected by marriage, not as an evil thing made permissible by marriage. Most of the world sees Christians as very prudish or repressive about sex, but the Bible makes it very clear that sex is a God-blessed way to say to another person, I belong completely, exclusively, and permanently to you. Sex creates deep intimacy, oneness, and communion between two people. God knows that human emotions come and go and that we need something that binds us to each other. So God requires a public legal covenant as the infrastructure for intimacy. This guarding of sexual love by public covenant is at the heart of the chorus that is repeated 3 times in this short book. Promise me, O women of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and wild deer, not to awaken love until the time is right. To be continued.
Hi, fellow Dab family. I just wanted to share something that God is working through me, working in me. I have not arrived, by no means. But Romans 8:24-25 says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And, you know, we live a life that is faith, that is by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. It's a faith journey, and it means that the things that we want are not immediately visible. We have to wait in expectation for God to answer some things and live a little bit through it, you know, persevere through the answers not coming when we want them to come. It's a faith walk. It's a faith journey. I don't totally have it all full understanding of it, but I'm grasping it. And sometimes it's not a tangible walk. It's faith. And like I said, I don't have it all put together yet, but God give us grace to walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We need faith for healing and faith for going through the problems that we're all experiencing, God, in families, with our children, our spouses, and jobs, the lack of jobs, and just things we're waiting for, Lord God. We wait expectantly upon you to answer and to show us what to do, God, exactly what to do, so that we're not groping in the darkness. We're just waiting expectantly upon you. So, Father, may you bless us each with that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 9th to pray over our children. My beloved had a vineyard on a rich and fertile hill. He plowed the land, cleared its stones, and planted it with the best vines. In the middle, he built a watchtower and carved a wine press in the nearby rocks. Then he waited for a harvest of sweet grapes, but the grapes that grew were bitter. Isaiah 5:1-2. When we're at our lowest moments as parents, far more aware of our failures than our successes, we need to remember that even our perfect Heavenly Father raised wayward children. Actually, all of His children have headed in the wrong direction. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord says, "The children I raised and cared for have all rebelled against me." So God understands the struggle and the disappointment of raising children who rebel. In Isaiah 5, He speaks of His children as a vineyard that He has prepared, protected, and tended with the expectation of fruit, but the vineyard has yielded bitter grapes. Perhaps, like the Lord Himself, you have raised, protected, and tended your children with the expectation of a fruitful and godly life. You've waited in anticipation of sweet grapes, but at this point, there is only bitter fruit. You might know intellectually that our children are sinners who need a Savior, but we will struggle with frustration, fear, guilt, disappointment, and discouragement when we see our children make bad choices and act in ways that hurt themselves and others. To be continued. Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for September 9th. When we hear the Lord asking the question in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4, "What more could I have done for my vineyard that I have not already done?" we know there is in fact something more He will do. He will send His beloved Son, who calls Himself the true grapevine. John 15:1. The true vine will be crushed and will bear fruit. The Son says, "Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit." John 15:5. Lord, what our children need most is to abide in the vine that is Christ. A branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. So graft our children into your vine in a way that they can never be severed. Help us to trust you for the harvest in our children's lives. I love you, family.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us always remember that your grace is sufficient for us. Today we lift up our innermost desires to you, trusting that you are a God who delights in the desires of your children. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom and understanding. We acknowledge that you know what is best for us, and your plans are higher than our own. We express gratitude for the ways you have guided us and the paths you have laid before us. May we walk in the divine opportunities you provide. May your name be glorified through the fulfillment of the desires you have placed in our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
We are lifting up Salt and Light for the call that she made for her friend's son, Jason. Father God, this young man is very sick, and we ask you to purge all that sickness from his body. Father God, quickly give him relief, quickly, Father God. Let there be a miraculous recovery. And Father God, bring this family to the knowledge of the healing power of Jesus Christ. Let them be able to submit themselves to you and accept you as their personal Savior. And let this recovery be so well that even the nurses and doctors are affected by this, Lord, so that they may also come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and believe on the power of the healing that he offers. In the name of Jesus, we call it done.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, calling in a prayer for Shannon and Brandon, husband and wife. Brandon has ALS, and which is incurable, very debilitating. And they are both just struggling so much emotionally. They are Christians, but this has just rocked their world. And they can't seem to draw on any hope. They're just so emotional. I pray you just wrap your arms around them, Lord. Give them a glint of light, a glint of hope to enjoy what time they have left. Pray that you would give them courage and just be with them. He was Shannon's mom that called this in for her and loves them dearly. Help her to minister where she can. We love you, Jesus, and pray all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.
What's going on, family? This is his messenger in upstate New York. It's been a while. First, I just want to open up and saying thank you to all the people that have prayed for me and my family for so long. And then the next thing I want to do is I want to encourage everybody that's going through the wilderness right now. It is so hard when you're going through the wilderness. You're like, God, this sucks. But when we have faith, it's crazy the amazing things that can happen. When we trust that little voice in our heads, the Holy Spirit talking to us saying, hey, I know this doesn't make any sense, but I got you. It's crazy how amazing things happen. I recently just got married about a month and a half ago in July to an amazing woman with two kids. And they're pretty amazing and they get so well with my kid. People, you can't tell that we haven't been together for that long. People just think we've been together for years, and it's just such a miracle and such a blessing to be with a woman that just loves me for who I think I need to be loved. Sadly, my poor wife, she's been suffering with chronic back pains pretty much for decades, and 3 days before we got married, we got rear-ended, and she went from one bulging disc to five. There are so many things going on in our lives right now, so much chaos. But God has been through it all. So I just want to pray for my wife and I and our family as we go on this new adventure, that we will get through it together. We'll be able to sell our house for a decent price, that we'll be able to, she can have some healing, and that everything will go like it's supposed to. But I just want to say thank you to everybody, and just thank you to God for getting us this far. I'm just telling you, no matter how dark it is, God is always there behind the clouds, and he loves us, and to just keep having faith. Love you guys.
This is From Junk to Treasure, and we are lifting up Shannon and Brian. This wife is suffering so much watching her husband deteriorate from the ALS. Father God, we know that the doctors say there is no cure. But you are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the creator of everything good. And we know that there is nothing outside of your abilities to do anything that you choose to do and have the power to do. And we're asking for that power, the healing power of the Lamb, the precious slain Lamb, to pour out on this man, this husband, Father, that he may be healed. Despite what the doctors say, you have the last say. You have the ultimate power, Father God, and we are asking for that. And let the Holy Spirit minister to these two and bring them together closer, and let their love be extraordinary through this time of waiting for the healing power to overtake him and heal him. We believe in your power, Father God, and we're asking for it to be poured out on them. In the name of the Most High God,
we say amen and amen.
Good morning. I just want to say a prayer for Darlene's son, who had an outburst, and sounds like it was pretty loud and a lot of mean things were said. I'm not sure exactly the context, but they want him to go get help, and he is resisting. And so, Lord, we just pray your spirit of peace over her son. We pray that you will just wash over him and calm his spirit, resolve and remove any anger he has, heal any wounds that are causing this anger and these outbursts. Allow him to develop healthy habits to regulate his emotions, and just bring along the resources that he would need. And whether that's the clinic, just nudge him to go and be agreeable to get that help, or some other way, we just pray that you would just bring healing to him. In your son's name I pray, amen.
Psalm 42, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil? Why are you... Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, and I'll again praise you, my salvation and my God. From Psalms 42 in a couple different places. Oh, we're lifting up Eddie. Deliver him from this porn addiction into your arms. This sick family, Sikh family, God, oh Lord Jesus, bring him into your kingdom, God, and deliver this whole situation. And we just pray for all those that have ALS. We pray, lifting up to you, Shannon and Brian, lifting up to you my friend Corey, her ex-husband is named Brian, and then she has Isaiah, who's a lovely son. And then Lydia and Callie are the two daughters that they're not in sync in loving their mom like they should. So, oh Lord Jesus, we just thank you, God, that you're able to turn these things around. And I wanted to read something on praise next. It's so good. This is Alta Lee Hallie, and it's on the 10th of September. Thank you.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for John, who called in, and it aired like the end of August, and they found a spot on your pancreas. And, you know, you're getting the work done, and, you know, so you can get the results and everything. And I just have to tell you, as you're talking, my heart was just hurting because there's been, I just said, God, the cancer is running rapid. On DAB is running rapid, but I know you're faithful and I know he's kind. And John, I asked God, you know, he's just talking before you could even finish talking, what are we going to do? And if it's just for you to be a living witness for everyone, God's going to see to it that you are being a living witness for everyone. So seek him every day, and I'm trusting God with you and for you, my brother. God bless you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Gino from Texas. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for the past 3 years. And please forgive my voice. I'm losing my voice today. I started a Bible study for the past 6 months. I've been running a Bible study at my job. And I'm just calling to ask for prayer for one of the brothers that is in my Bible study. His name is Chris. He has just been flourishing in the Lord, I believe, and now I believe that the enemy is attacking him and his family through his marriage. And I'm just asking for prayer. I'm asking that you would join me in prayer for him, for his children, and for his marriage. Lord, I just I want to thank you for Chris, and I want to thank you for everything that you're doing in his life. And Lord, I just pray, Father God, that Lord, you would surround him, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God, that you would shield him from the enemy, Lord God, that you would cover him in the shadow of your wings, Lord God. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you, your Holy Spirit, would be magnified within him, Lord God, and that he would hear your voice calling out to him, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would bring breakthrough in prayer, Lord God. Breakthrough for his family, Lord God. Breakthrough for his own salvation, Lord God. Breakthrough for his marriage, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would continue to protect them, Lord God, and cover them in all your blessing and mercy in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible.
Hello, my DB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, you are faithful. You are our strength. We praise you for your mighty power and love that never leaves us. Teach us the joy of contentment, Father. In the pursuit of our heart's desires, may we find contentment in your love and in the present moment. Let our hearts be grateful for the blessings you have bestowed upon us, while eagerly anticipating the fulfillment of our deepest longings. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, this is Peppa. I haven't called in a while, but I need prayer. I'm a college instructor, and I work for a really wonderful institution. Even though we're public, they give me great spiritual freedom, and I'm able to pray for my students on campus in class regularly. The thing that I'm distraught about is the amount of cheating in our online courses that we offer, particularly among the high school population that we allow to take our courses. It's like trying to keep up with the drug problem. We make a law, you know, in our country, and the criminals work around it. And we make another law, and they work around that. And that's much what it's like trying to prevent these students from cheating. Our faculty is very concerned because we don't feel that we are supported by the administration, because this population brings in a great amount of money. And so we have some faculty that say, well, why beat your head against the wall? Just let them cheat if they want to cheat. And we're concerned that possibly we might not have a job if we rock the boat too much. And then there are some attitudes that say, you're paid to teach, not to police, so just do your job. But it is very concerning to me that our students cheat, and I pray for them every day. But I cannot get this out of my mind. I am very distraught over it. So that I just ask that you pray for me and pray for my students. Thanks.
Good morning. This is Anonymous from California, and I just want to say or give my gratitude to Heather from Tennessee for praying for me. Even though she said she's late in August, everything I'm dealing with is still going on, and so it really is encouraging and nurturing to know that people are praying for me. So I'm still in the process of getting more opinions for my back. I have two more to go at the end of this month, September, and then I need to make a decision on what kind of surgery I'm going to pursue. And on the marriage front, my wife is told me she's starting to look for a new place to move out. So that's not great, obviously. And it just feels like life is collapsing, and I've never resonated so much with the Book of Job. Luckily, I found a men's group from my church that is really, again, nurturing and something I need, where I can You know, it's an outlet for me to talk about my problems and get prayer as well. But I really appreciate people calling in and just saying that they're praying for me. So, anyway, I just wanted to say thanks.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Blessed in the Ozarks. I haven't called in a while, but still listening and praying in the background. Today, I'm sorry I didn't catch the mother's name, but her son, Nathan or Nathaniel, she stated that she thinks when he's doing good, that he, with his addiction, and he calls back, and he has flipped again. I have been there with my son. He struggled with alcoholism for many years. I continue to hear him just like you did your son. I continue to pray. And then years later, he changed himself and put him in himself in a treatment, a sober living house, everything. I just want to pray for you. I know your struggles. And Heavenly Father, I bring up this family to you. Give this son the wisdom and the mother the courage. And I know that it's so difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I just lift them up to you, God, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. It's Jutta from Germany. I was listening to the prayer today, and I was caught up by my breakfast by the lady who mentioned the people from Germany, because I'm from Germany and I was a bit discouraged because everybody was from America mainly and anywhere and all the prayer needs. Thank you for the encouragement, girl. I love you too. The other thing I found great was I wanted to tell you about the lady who mentioned the group for divorced people, because I know from my own experience 20 years ago, when you get open with the divorce, you maybe flew out of the church. So that's a great thing. Thank you for the encouragement for people who are getting divorced, because it can be a very lonely place. I love you all. Have a great day. Thank you, Brian and Jill and everybody for the Daily Audio Bible. I love you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Just wanted to respond to a few prayers. First, the grandmother that called in about her grandkids. Her granddaughter is suffering from anxiety and pulling out her hair as a result. And her younger grandson is scared to go to the bathroom, and it's causing backup and inflammation in his stomach and intestines. So, Lord, we pray that Your spirit would just wash over these small kids. We know in your word that you say that a religion that is good and pure is one that takes care of widows and orphans. And so we know that the helpless and innocent have a special place in your heart. And so we each pray again for healing of anxiety and healing, physical healing of stomach issues and whatever fear is coming along with going to the bathroom. It should be a natural thing, Lord. So we just pray that you reframe in their little minds what is scary and what is not, and just give them strength. I just want to pray for the mother that called in for her son who's going in and out of addiction. But we thank you that he has kept this line of communication open, and that his mother is, even at the very least, just an outlet, that he's not bottling it up and keeping it inside, that he has a sort of a touch point outside of himself and outside of the thoughts and things that are going on in his head, Lord, that are driving him back to these substances. And so we pray, Lord, that you would heal his mind. We thank you again that he has this.
Hi, Dab family. This is God's Life Speaker. On September 11th, I heard Tammy from the central south coast of California call in names who we have not heard their voices. And it just spurred me to go back through some of my notes. I only went back about 3 years, not even. We haven't heard from Carpe Diem, People on the Water, Blessed in Blindness, Sandy, Arnold, The Blind Guy, Pamela Resting in the Lord in Pennsylvania, Danny in Oregon, Lorianne, Lavender Dream, Disciple He Loves in Ohio, Behold a Son in California, Mike in Manchester, Jesus Scarlet Red, Walking by Faith in Arizona, Melody in Washington, The Farmer's Wife, Waterman in Portugal, Zach in California, Seeking His Face in Spain, Audrey and her son Christian, Angel Heart, His Little Flower, God's Trinket, Pastor Steve, Terry the truck driver, Owned by Him, Green Eyes, Becca in Bellingham, Robert Naval's mom, Behind the Wall for her son would call, Rivka, Incognito, But Not to God, Road Toad, Mike in New York City, Ty, You'd Lost Your Wife So Young, Winter, B-Filled Bridget, Romans 8:28, Made by Thee, God's Girl Warrior, which I hope you're thinking about calling in every day in November again. That was such a great time when you called in thankfulness for the month of November a couple years ago. Father God, you know where everyone is. You know their circumstance. You know their needs. May you meet them. May you spur them. May they come back and join their voices into the mix of the DAB family again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, we lift up to you today the prayer request from Lucy in Alabama. She is suffering with this bone marrow cancer, and it's causing her fibromyalgia to be even worse, Lord. We ask, Lord God, with your healing power to rush from the top of her head clear down to the bottom of her feet, Lord, that you will purge this disease from her, that you will cure this fibro also, and that she will not ever experience the pain from it again and the discomfort. We ask that she is able to feel wonderful again for this next season of her life. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for your healing power. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is from the Life Principles Bible. Dr. Stanley, the 10th, it's a daily Bible. When is the appropriate time to praise God? Praise the Lord often, regardless of your circumstances. Praise Him. Many people exalt Him only when something good happens to them or when they receive an unexpected blessing. But the Lord is worthy of our adoration at all times and all circumstances. However, we never should praise Him on the basis of our circumstances. We should exalt Him because He is worthy of our devotion and because we love Him. Therefore, praise Him on the basis of who He is in the midst of your circumstances. Don't limit your worship to the songs you sing at Sunday services. Praise the Lord often in both words and songs that you create spontaneously. All around you at all times, you can find countless things for which to praise God. Look for those things, and throughout the day, voice your heartfelt praise and thanksgiving to Him. When you ride alone in your car, get into an empty elevator, sit alone in your office or workspace, or find yourself alone in your home, take every opportunity to voice praise to the Lord for He is, for who He is. Honor Him for what He has done throughout the ages, for what He has done in your life, in the lives of your loved ones, and for what you know without a doubt the Lord is doing for you and will do for you both now and throughout all eternity. You can never run out of things for which to praise the Lord. When you voice your gratefulness to God, you open yourselves to experiencing His presence with you. The Bible tells us that the Lord is enthroned in the praises of His people. The greater you praise, the smaller your problems will appear. The more frequent you praise, the less you will find yourself with time to worry or feel anxious.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower. And a lady phoned in today of them saying she was depressed and her son is addicted and she needs prayer. Let's not forget people that God is working on our children no matter what the circumstances. He will never stop working. So not that we shouldn't pray for Pete's sake, but that my son had cancer for 6.5 years, and I was his caregiver, and I had to leave him in the hands of the Lord and just accept what was happening so I could look after him. Better. If I was an emotional wreck, I would ruin my life and his life. So I had to leave him with the Lord, as they say, you know, but still be there, care for him and love on him. Of course, after he passed, it all came flooding down on me. But yeah. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to bring healing to our children. We don't like the pain that they're going through, and we don't like to see them going through the pain, so we want it quickly fixed. But we know your timing is perfect and that you are working on our children. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless our prayers by keeping on working on them, that they may see you in your fullness and truth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Beloved on the Beach. I am calling in because I am a bit behind by a couple of weeks. So I was just listening to August 23rd, and I believe in God's perfect timing and that I was supposed to hear it this moment right now so I could stop and get on my knees and beg the Lord on behalf of our dear sister who called in that day. She was the very first prayer. I don't know if she said her name. I forget. I'm so sorry. But she was confessing and repenting of being a bad mom and not a great wife and being at the end of her rope and not believing anything good about herself and dealing with depression and alcoholism. And she mentioned an affair, and I just needed to get on here right now and say and speak truth over her. So I pray, Lord, please let her be listening. This sweet daughter of yours, the daughter of a king that you love, that you want to grab and comfort and help her see the way that God sees her. Lord, please rebuke the lies of the enemy in her life, those thoughts that tell her she is no good, because that is a lie from the pit of hell, and we send it back to Hades where it belongs. Oh Lord, please fill her with your love, your presence above all else. Fill her with your presence so much that will fill her with your love, because that's what you are. You are love. Your presence is love. That she is radically changed and she can move steps towards full repentance and turning towards you, and let medicines and therapies start working, Lord. But I pray for the miracle right now in your precious name.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for September 6th. In this little chorus, we discover a shocking message for our culture. Sexual desire can lie dormant. You can be a complete human being without having sex. Oh, how difficult it is for us as parents living in a culture that celebrates any and every kind of sexual expression to communicate a joyful celebration of sex exclusively within marriage and encourage our children not to awaken love until the time is right. Lord, we really need your help to faithfully communicate to our children the good gift you intend sexual love to be, as well as the boundaries you have set for it. It seems at times that everything in the world is working against us as we try to pass along to our children a healthy and holy enjoyment of this good gift. We desperately need your grace to work in and through us to overcome the collective voice of the world around us. I love you, family.
Zeltily Hallie, it's a little bit more left on when is the appropriate time to praise the Lord. The greater you praise, the smaller your problems will appear. The more frequent you praise, the less you will find yourself with time to worry or feel anxious. The more you praise him, the more you are going to see things worthy of his praise. As you exalt him, your entire attitude will shift from unhealthy I focus and problem focus to a healthy and joyful God focus and answer focus. So take a cue from the prophet Isaiah and proclaim, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. Isaiah 25:1. And the actually, this is all based on Isaiah 12, which says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you are angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. Therefore, you will joyously draw from the springs of salvation. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitants of Zion. For great is in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. This is 2 Corinthians 2:14.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I come before the throne of grace, lifting up Abba's daughter. Lord, there is a concern with the further testing that has to be done for her mom. Lord, we come into agreement with her that there will be nothing found, that she will have a clean bill of health, and that you purge her body of anything that could cause her to become unwell, and that you hold her up. We just lay the whole entire family before you, Lord, and ask for a mighty work to be done. Orchestrate the situations without sorrow for them to come to the saving power of the Lord, and that they will repent and accept you into their hearts, and that you will be their Lord and Savior. We also ask for a hedge of protection for Abba's daughter as she travels for this program that she's doing. We ask blessings upon her and return home rejuvenated and uplifted and full of energy, and that her faith will be strengthened while she's gone. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Cindy from Northern California. I don't usually call in, but yesterday was September 10th, and we did lose to senseless murder of Charlie Kirk, a beloved father and husband. I just can't believe what his wife must have been feeling, or his children. And I am just torn up about the family and how they must be doing right now. But through all that senselessness, there is our God, and there is the fact that to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. And we have to hang on to that fact. And no matter what, for him to be remembered for his courage in the faith is what he had asked, that he be remembered for. So God bless everyone. Keep your family and yourself safe. And just remember to love on your family before you leave. You know, we just don't know what's going to happen.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in September 11th to pray over our children. To keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. 3 different times I begged for the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. We don't know what Paul's thorn was. What we do know is that it was far more than a slight discomfort. Whatever the difficulty was, it brought unrelenting agony.
Paul was able to see that the thorn was a provision from God to keep him from the sin of spiritual pride. But like most of us, he wanted it removed. So he pleaded with God to take it away. God's response to his prayer was not to give Paul the healing he yearned for. Instead, he promised to give Paul more of himself, saying, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness." To be continued.
Hello, my TV family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, anchor us in the assurance of your promises. Even in the moments of uncertainty, let our faith be anchored in the certainty of your faithfulness. May we trust in your daily provision and rely on your unfailing love, sustaining us through every challenge we may face. Let us trust in your wisdom and guidance, knowing that you are always by our side. We pray that our hearts remain open to receiving your grace today and every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
I could ask for prayer today also. I have a bladder infection, UTI. Evidently, it snuck up on me. About 4 o'clock this morning, I found out the hard way when I went to the restroom that it is indeed a full-fledged UTI. Please pray. I can't get in the doctor till Friday. I'm taking some over-the-counter medicine today, which I hope helps alleviate the symptoms until I can get in to see her, so many prayers would be greatly appreciated. This is from Junk to Treasure.
Good morning, my Dab family. This is Joyful Jay in the Everglades. Oh, coming to you from a hospital room. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Jamie in New Jersey. Your prayer on September 12th as I sit here listening to the DAB broadcast and the prayers. Your prayer was what I needed. And Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel, I thank you so much for the breathing prayer. Oh, it is exactly what I needed on this day. And community, I want to say thank you. Because the community prayers are what's getting me through not feeling alone as I sit here by myself in the early hours in the hospital waiting for a biopsy. I would ask that you would just, community, just bathe me in prayer. I have a biopsy sometime today on a mass that was found in the deuterium. I don't know what it's called. I didn't even know I had one until yesterday. Anyway, the little tube that connects your stomach to your small intestines, there's a mass, and they're going to biopsy it today. Lord, I just thank you so much for this loving community, one that reaches out across the globe, that we knit all of our prayers and cover each other in prayer. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 11th. Perhaps you have pleaded in prayer for yourself or for your family, and God has so far said no. If so, the promise and provision God spoke to Paul, he also speaks to you. He will give you the grace you need to faithfully endure the pain he does not take away, the problem he does not solve, or the resolution he does not bring. His divine power to persevere doesn't really work for people who think, "I can handle this." Instead, his power works best in people, in parents, who recognize that they face something far beyond their ability to handle on their own. In our day, Christianity is often reduced to a method to make life go well.
But spiritual strength is not about having such a special connection to God that we are able to convince Him to say yes to our request to change our circumstances. Here is the supernatural experience that God has promised. The power of Christ coming down to rest on you when the worst thing you can imagine happens to you or to someone you love. He can make you content even when He does not take away the source of your agonizing pain. Lord, we want to take hold of your promise of sufficient grace. We believe that you will give us the grace we need in the form, the timing, and the quantity we need it to face whatever may come. Our desire is that your glory and goodness would be put on display in our lives so those around us that see your divine power isn't enough to provide us peace in hardship. I love you, family.
Hello, DAB family. This is Paula calling from the LA area, formerly Paula, the child advocate. I'm calling in today because I heard Hannah from the Central Coast call in and give a shout out to me and those who haven't called in recently. I think there are many of us that listen every day, but we just don't call in, and I'm not sure why. Maybe for me it's because when I hear your prayers, I'm so humbled by what you're praying for that I feel like what I need prayer for is so small in comparison. But I wanted to tell you, I do pray with you every day, and I listen every day. And I really appreciate Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel for that live podcast. That was really nice to see you all, and so much fun to see Ezekiel growing up. I have a grandchild who's about the same age as Ezekiel, and it's just a joy to see them grow and mature. So thank you so much for doing that and for writing that book. I'm planning to order one for my grandchildren, so I'm looking forward to that. I want to just end with saying God bless you all, and I'm going to be continuing to listen every day for as long as I am on this earth. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye for now. Paula from Los Angeles.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for September 7th. Everyone to whom we join ourselves, everyone with whom we sleep, takes a piece of us that we can never fully get back. The experience leaves an imprint deep in our souls. To play around with sexual intimacy outside of marriage is to play with fire. Perhaps your child has already been burned. If so, there's good news in the gospel. There is a balm that brings healing to sexual scars. By His wounds we are healed. The religious leaders of Jesus' day were offended when they found Jesus eating with immoral and sexually broken people. But Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Luke 5:31-32. Jesus did not come to join Himself to people with perfect sexual histories, as if there was such a person. Jesus came for sick people, people who had been burned by sexual sin. He still does not turn His back on sin-scarred people, even if those wounds were self-inflicted. Lord, You know in a way that we can never know how our children may have been burned by the misuse of sex. Help our children to fall into the arms of the lover of their soul. Only You can bring healing to hidden places of the soul. I love you, family.